it's just a learning experience, and I think that made everyone else hungrier to want to come back better and get some wins on the board this season.
Good, good. Emmanuel, this is my gut feeling, and you need to sort of tell me I'm right or wrong. Like, some things happened last year. They put you at quarterback. I'm not so sure. I'm not saying you didn't do your best and you didn't play for the team, but tell me about that move to quarterback last year, and like, is that your natural position? Do you feel like that's where you can serve the team the best?
As of right now, I feel like that is the best possible like place I could be right now. I mean, I've been running back my whole life, but the switch wasn't too bad. I learned like, quickly and stuff and just how to be a quarterback. So really, wherever the team needs me, I'm gonna be there.
Okay. Will you play quarterback this year?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay. How will you use that experience from last year to and kind of apply it to this year?
Just being a leader. Last year, we needed a leader, and I was that person. And just keep being a leader this season, bringing everyone up. If we have a bad game, then I got to be the one to tell everyone it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You have some strengths at quarterback. Like, what do you bring to the table? You as a quarterback, what do you bring to the table? What do you bring to the offense as a quarterback?
I'm more of a running quarterback.
Okay.
I can run the ball, but I have a little arm. I've been working on it. Coach has been working on my throwing, and it's coming together. So it's gonna be a threat this season.
Okay. Hey, listen. This is a little bit of my take. You know, like last year was last year, and this year is, you know, it's a whole new different beginning. But I think it's important to get out to a good start.
Yeah.
Just because of what happened last year. How important is the start to this season?
It's very important, actually. We got to get the first win, start off 1-0, and show everyone that we're here to compete. We're not going to be no cupcake team like last year.
Right. Emmanuel, tell me a little bit about, like, habits and, like good habits, bad habits. I'm going to say everybody has good habits, bad habits. It's in team sports. It's in football. Talk about, like getting into good habits and kind of getting rid of bad habits. And I don't know if there was bad habits last year, but tell me about those, like just getting some confidence and, you know, those types of things for, you know, moving forward.
Oh, yeah. We have some bad habits, such as just walking around at practice. We didn't really have that energy. Now, so that it correlates to the game. So we practice that, we're gonna play that. Practice great, man. We're gonna be great.
Right. Okay. So you know what's got it. You know what I'm talking about. What do you think like about this group? What do you think about your teammates, your coaches, your you know, just the culture of everything?
The brotherhood. I feel like we're all together. We're on the same page. We have great chemistry, especially from last year being all together. Everyone came back up. Really, we only lost two seniors, so. We just have a great bond, even outside of football.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Hey, listen, I'm going to let you go. Like I'm going to say it's hard to go, like, 0-10 and then go, like, 10-0. Like,
yeah.
like when you make, you know, I'm not saying you guys aren't going to make strides. I think you are going to make strides. But, like, does that curb your expectations of what you did last year? Tell me, like, and I don't even know if you put number of wins on this thing, but like just goals for this year. Like, what do you guys want to get done? You know, moving forward.
Well, I know one goal first is just get a win on the board. Really, we got to get that first win. But I know my team really wants to bring back the trophy home from the Cedar Bowl.
Okay.
And going to the playoffs, try and get a playoff win this season.
Emmanuel Mason, thanks so much. You did a great job. I knew you would. So just good luck with everything this year. Okay.
Yes, sir. Thank you.